Good morning, everybody. On Friday, we looked at the first part of Psalm 4. David's addressing the lukewarm fellow Israelites around him and the six challenges that he gave them. Today, we come to the peak of the psalm, the high point, the climax, verses 6 to 8. But first, let us read the psalm together. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call him. Tremble and stop sinning. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Then from verse 6. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. The high point is which David was pleading for in the beginning, for grace, to come into a wide space again, for things to be right again between him and his God. But just before he gets there, in verse 6, David first takes a step back again, asking and challenging the many, the sons of man around him, repeating what they always say, who will show us good? Who will bring us in a wide space? Who will put things right for us? The use of the term good is interesting. Goodness in the Old Testament and in the Psalms means both goodness and beauty. The term has to do with attractiveness, that which is pleasant, something that is light, light in contrast to darkness and evil and ugly and troublesome. The Lord is good means he is light, he is pleasant, he is beautiful. What he does is attractive. That is the white space that David was looking for. And then from verse 6c to the end of the psalm, David just explodes in a crescendo of faith and praise. Some of the most famous words in the whole book of Psalms. The main punch, we can say, of this poem is this very line here. Lift over us the light of your face, O Lord. What David is doing here is to echo the priestly blessing of Numbers 6, verse 32, which says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face over you and show you grace. The Lord lift his face over you and give you peace. Almost word for word, phrase for phrase, concept for concept, David repeats this priestly blessing. Look, here is the goodness you all want to experience. As if David is saying that. The goodness you are all looking for. Here is the white space I want to get into. It is the Lord's presence brightly shining over us. Then David continues this psalm with three fantastic testimonies. Just listen to him. First, more joy than ever can be experienced in the world, followed by peace and contentment and fullness when he goes to sleep, and finally, safety and security that only the Lord can give. The joy of the Lord. Just look at this line. More than when their grain and wine abound. He gives me joy. We read in verse 7. The reference here is to the annual harvest time. The harvest of grain and grapes. The security that abundant stores of food would give them. The status it would endow, even riches it would secure. But even all of that is no match for the joy of the Lord. The joy derived from the presence, from His presence and from the light of His presence. Fullness of joy and eternal pleasures in His right hand. We read in Psalm 16. This is what the Lord gives when He is gracious to us. Second, the peace of the Lord in verse 8a. The well-known Hebrew word is used here, shalom. Peace in Hebrew is different than the word for peace in the Greek New Testament. In Greek, peace means harmony, flowing well together, nothing disturbing the blessing. In Hebrew, however, shalom means fullness, being filled, being satisfied, having it all together, not lacking anything. Making us think of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He refreshes my inner being, my cup is full to the brim. With this fullness, it is easy to go to bed, to lie down and to fall asleep. Even when I wake up during the watches of the night, I meditate on His goodness. We read in Psalm 63. What a wonderful peace. Third and lastly, the security of the Lord. This is the last and final line of Psalm 4. The high point of the ever-increasing light and wide space and goodness and grace that the Lord gives. He makes me dwell in security. Some versions say safety, others say confidence. Doesn't really matter. But the essence of the term seems to be security, a security in God that gives safety and confidence. Security is deeper, more comprehensive, wider, the wide open space of freedom David asked the God of his righteousness to give him. What a wonderful thing that we can live in that. With this high note of confidence, David ends this incredibly beautiful psalm of faith. But now, what are the practical applications for us who live 3,000 years after this wonderful psalm was sung and written down? Is there something special in the psalm that speaks to us as New Testament believers so far removed from him in time, in terms of time and circumstances? Most certainly, there are two applications I want to highlight. The light of his presence. Shine on us the light of your presence, O Lord, David exclaims, seeking and enjoying the presence. Oh, what a precious thought. The presence of God and of Christ is the essence of our Christian walk. To be in fellowship and communion with the Lord. To ask and receive from him and enjoy supernatural joy and peace and security. The things hidden from those who seek the deceptions of this world and the emptiness in it. Is this the core of your life? Is seeking and experiencing his presence the highest good you are pursuing? Then you are with David. Secondly, dwelling with safety, with security. Oh, what a confidence we have and can have. It is hidden in God alone. We read in the psalm. David understood that. In New Testament words, there's a great echo of the psalm we can discern with Ephesians 2 verse 6, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. We're already there. We're already connected to heaven, even while we are living here on earth. There is no greater security than that. Especially during this time of great insecurity, probably the greatest uncertainty of recent times. But we can confidently say, all is well with my soul, all is well. In ending, let us call together with David to the God of our righteousness, our righteous God, to be gracious to us once more, to bring us once more into the wide space of his light and his presence, where there is fullness of joy and endless peace. Here and now, not only one day, today, we can be dwelling in full confidence, in safety, fully secure. But only the Lord, our God, can do that for us. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May that be true for you even today. Amen.